What do onions tell us about our origins? Welcome to Critical Thinking Scan, where we look at how you can think about any faith-challenging message and arrive at a biblical, logical conclusion yourself. I'm Patricia Engler, and today let's think about the onion test, which argues that much DNA is evolutionary junk. The Canadian biologist who posed this test explained, "The onion test is a simple reality check for anyone who thinks they have come up with a universal function for non-coding DNA. Whatever your proposed function, ask yourself this question. Can I explain why an onion needs about 5 times more non-coding DNA for this function than a human? See, onions and other organisms, including salamanders, flatworms, and daffodils, have larger genomes than us, but are supposedly less biologically complicated. The observation that living things' complexity doesn't always reflect their genome sizes is called the C-value paradox. Referencing this paradox, the onion test implies that if onions have more non-coding DNA than humans, but are less complex than humans, onions must not be using all that DNA, so it must be junk. Therefore, the non-coding DNA in humans is likely junk as well. Is that true? Let's think about it. Starting with check number 5 of critical thinking, check for propaganda. Right away, you can apply the question, "Is this message true because?" to ask, "Is it true that all non-coding DNA is mostly junk because I may not have an explanation for an onion's genome size?" Worded that way, it's clear the answer is not necessarily. Remember, making claims about DNA's function or non-function based on a lack of data involves an appeal to ignorance fallacy. Moving on to check 6, check the interpretations. What's the observational science here? The fact we're observing in the present is that onions have more DNA than humans. The explanation that the DNA is mostly evolutionary junk, which has either no function or has gained functions after the fact, is an interpretation from historical science. Well, what are some underlying assumptions behind this interpretation? Besides assuming that because we don't know the DNA's function, it must not have any function, this explanation assumes that naturalistic evolution can come up with DNA and its associated machinery to begin with. You can look more into these issues through the linked resources, but you might say a bigger onion test involves asking, can we explain how natural processes would produce a living onion in the first place? So, what's an alternative biblical explanation for onions and their genomes? Genesis says that God originally created everything very good, but sin corrupted creation. So biblically, we'd expect that large amounts of non-coding DNA were either designed for a function or accumulated through genetic corruptions like copying mistakes, or some of both. With that in mind, let's look closer at the science of large genomes to see if there might be more to the story. Some studies suggest that living things with larger genomes tend to have larger cells and lower metabolism, which could imply physical factors behind the C-value paradox. A more common explanation for large genomes, though, is that much of their DNA comes from transposable elements, or TEs, which are mobile nucleotide sequences traditionally considered junk. You can learn more about TEs in the linked resources. But in short, while some TE activity may be biblically explained as corruptions of originally good designs, researchers continue discovering important function of TEs all the time. As a paper from 2018 concluded about TE function in plants, "Transposon-derived RNAs have been underestimated for a long time, and their biological functions have just started to be unveiled." Similarly, another paper from 2020 concluded, "Since we have only begun to systematically assess the function of TEs in gene control, it is likely we are still vastly underestimating their impact, as well as the diversity of mechanisms by which TEs can influence transcription, post-transcriptional gene regulation, genome organization, and," they added, "evolutionary divergence. Nevertheless, our understanding of TEs has come a long way from the notion of junk DNA." Many researchers still apply evolutionary interpretations to explain where TE's function came from, but the fact that TE's often have important functions fits well with the biblical explanation that TE's and the large genomes they help make up were designed. So that's an example of how to pass the onion test from a biblical perspective. For more on how to think critically about any faith-challenging messages, you can access my other CT scan videos packed with tactics, tips, and tools that helped me as a Christian student at Secular University. Thank you for watching.